With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A Washington, D.C. jury said Trump campaign lawyer Rudy Giuliani must pay $148 million for falsely accusing two Georgia election workers of rigging the 2020 presidential contest. Speaking outside court to reporters, Giuliani says his claims about the plaintiffs remain supportable.
I have no doubt that my comments were made and they were supportable and are supportable today.
Still,
I just did not have an opportunity to present the evidence that we offered. Did you notice we were not allowed to put in one piece of evidence in defense?
Wandria Shea Moss and her mother Ruby Freeman tearfully testified about becoming the targets of threats and harassment. Israeli troops mistakenly shot three hostages to death in a battle-torn neighborhood of Gaza City. And an Israeli strike killed a Palestinian journalist in the south of the besieged territory. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has very little information about the three Israeli hostages killed by Israeli forces.
It's heartbreaking. It's tragic, this news coming out of Gaza today about these hostages being killed in the conduct of a raid. I want to be careful here not to speak to too many specifics because we don't have perfect visibility on exactly how this operation unfolded and how this tragic mistake was made.
The Army's chief spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said soldiers mistakenly identified the three Israelis as a threat and opened fire on them. He said it was believed that the three had either fled their captors or been abandoned. Meanwhile, the U.S. has decided to keep the aircraft carrier USS Gerald Ford and another military ship in the Mediterranean Sea as the war grinds on. On Wall Street, the Dow by 56 points. This is SRN News. The governor of Iowa doesn't like a new display at the Capitol building. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Republican Kim Reynolds has joined other politicians in decrying the images erected by the Satanic Temple in the common area of the Capitol. The temple describes it as, quote, an altar to Baphomet, a pagan deity that is associated with Lucifer. There are candles surrounding a large figure draped in black with a goat's head and adorned with pentagrams. Lawmakers say they can't remove the provocative display on First Amendment grounds. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In an update to this story, that satanic altar has now been destroyed. A former candidate who ran unsuccessfully for the Mississippi House of Representatives is accused of destroying the display inside the Iowa Capitol in Des Moines. Michael Cassidy of Lauderdale, Mississippi, is charged with fourth-degree criminal mischief. Cassidy is a Republican who narrowly lost last year in a bid for a nomination for a seat in Congress. SRN News. Boeing says deliveries of airline planes are up.
That's after deliveries were slowed earlier this year by manufacturing problems. The company delivered 56 commercial planes in November. That's nearly as many as September and October combined. Most of the planes that were delivered to airlines and leasing companies were 737 MAX jets, including 8 to United Airlines and 7 to Southwest. Deliveries bring in cash because buyers typically pay Boeing a large share of the purchase price at delivery. John Scott reporting.
The Congressional Budget Office says it expects inflation to nearly hit the Federal Reserve's 2% target rate in 2024, as overall growth is expected to slow and unemployment's expected to rise in 2025, according to updated economic projections for the next 2 years. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.